Good morning and welcome to this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We rejoice, we're glad in it, and it is great to be in central Kentucky in the heart of the bluegrass this morning. And we welcome you to Asbury University's 2019 Honors Convocation. This is an annual celebration where undergraduate students and faculty are recognized for their distinguished academic achievements. It's actually one of the university's important academic traditions. We do this each year. As Christians, we recognize and affirm the importance of the intellect. The life of the mind is understood to be a central issue of Christian discipleship. The Christian is to not only live in obedience to Christ, but we are also called to serve Christ through the development of distinctively Christian minds and a Christian worldview. And so our commitment to academic excellence and spiritual vitality means that serious thinking is a way of loving God and loving people. As Thomas Aquinas said, God has given us the gifts of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel to direct the intellect. And so this morning, as we turn our hearts and minds toward the academic endeavors of this year, let us enter in together to the celebration of our friends and colleagues who are recognized for their exemplary contributions. And I will invite Professor Smith to come offer the morning invocation.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us. Thank you. Increase our reverence for the mysteries of life and give us new insight into your purpose for us. Give us wisdom and determination through Jesus Christ our Lord. Holy Spirit, be here now. Amen.
The theme for this honors convocation can be found in Romans 12, 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. A renewed mind is evidence of spiritual growth and spiritual transformation. The goal of this transformation is to become more Christ-like. Living together in Christian community provides an environment in which you are stretched and challenged in your thinking, so that your minds will be transformed and will resonate with the mind of Christ. Part of the mission of Asbury University is to equip students through academic excellence and spiritual vitality so that they can engage their cultures and advance the cause of Christ around the world. So today we celebrate the many ways that you have demonstrated our collective commitment to these ideals as we highlight the academic achievements of some of the members of our student body. We recognize that the gifts, talents, and abilities that allow us to achieve our goals come from God and so are to be used in service to others. We regard academic achievement as a stewardship of the gifts and the talents that God has given us and also as an active form of worship.
The Department of Ancient Modern Languages is proud of each of its graduating seniors, but this morning we want to recognize three individuals. Leah Bauer in Ancient Languages, Ellie Morgan in French, and Bailey Krause in Spanish. And as Leah and Ellie come forward, I need to say that Bailey is wrapping up her study abroad semester in Seville, Spain. So let's welcome Leah and Ellie.
Good morning. The Department of Art and Design wishes to recognize seniors with two awards, the Senior Merit Award and the Art and Faith Award. Please, if Caroline Gates and Austin Zweifel, if the two of you would please come forward. Now, while they're coming to the stage, I would like to bring your attention to accomplishments of our current seniors and December graduates. Ann Varatharaj will attend East Virginia Medical School to pursue a master's degree in art therapy. Kate Harris, a master's in art therapy at George Washington. December graduate Savannah Butler is a junior graphic designer in Lexington. Madeline Morris is starting a master's in art history. We have Chantal Barlow, who will be teaching in France. We have Lydia Underwood, currently teaching in China. This is just a sampling of some of the things our grads are doing. But now to our two seniors. The Senior Merit Award recognizes the student who exemplifies overall excellence as an artist and scholar, not only in quality of work, but in commitment to effective theological, theoretical, and artistic practice. The 2009 Senior Merit Award goes to Austin Zweifel. And our Art and Faith Award. It is considered for students who show a particularly strong passion for the Creator, as exemplified in the integrity of their life and work. The perspectives they share through their work reflect an exceptional sensitivity to spiritual matters. The 2019 Art and Faith Award goes to Caroline Gates.
Good morning. The Howard and Beverly Dayton School of Business had a banquet last Thursday, and we honored our graduates, and we gave out awards for our key outstanding seniors. So I'm just going to read their names. If they're here, they can stand up. The Accounting Student of the Year is Ian Tan. The Business Administration Student of the Year is Cliff Conley. The Sport Management Student of the Year is Austin Baker. The Marketing Student of the Year is Kaylee Van Winkle. The Professor's Choice Award goes to Milka Cobb. And our Outstanding Student of the Year is Alexandria George.
Will the representatives from the Christian Studies and Philosophies Department who have won awards come to the stage, please? It is my privilege to represent the Christian Studies and Philosophy program, and in particular department, and in particular the many programs, the Bible Theology program and all of its graduates, both pre-seminary and pre-ministry, the Christian Ministries program and all of its graduates, the Intercultural Studies program, its graduates, the philosophy program, its graduates, and the youth ministry program and its graduates. We're obviously proud of all of those students. In particular, we have a few that we would like to honor today, starting with Outstanding Achievement in Bible Theology to Emily Bunicor. Also in Bible Theology, an Outstanding Achievement to Tegan McKenzie. In Christian Ministry, the Society of Professors in Christian Education Scholastic Award goes to Leah Boyd. The E. Stanley Jones Scholastic Award in Mission this year goes to Elijah Bacali. The award for the Outstanding Achievement in Philosophy goes to Joshua Thompson. And the Scholastic Achievement Award, awarded by the Association of Youth Ministry Educators, this year goes to Cy Marshall.
The Department of Communication, Worship Arts, and Theater would like to ask Robin Garricky, Meredith Brumfield, Daniel Moy, and Thomas Mangione to come forward. So, The Calm Worship Arts and Theater program, you know, as you can imagine, are full of creative students, but these are also students that make a lot of events happen on campus. Most recently, the MediaCom and Calm majors put on the Highbridge Film Festival here. And it's a leadership, it's a major full of leaders. So leadership is something that we encourage, we look for, and we seek to make happen among our majors. And these four students really represent that so well. So I just want you to think about who they are spiritually and as leaders, but also academically as they come forward. So the Asbury University Communication Award for Academic Excellence goes to Robin Garricky. The Communication Service Leadership Award could go to many students in that major, but this year, Meredith Brumfield has been chosen. Within the theater program, I mean, I think it's easy to think theater majors, are they spiritual? Of course they are. And who represents that better than Mr. Daniel Moy? And finally, where would we be without worship arts? This student represents academic excellence, but also a real heart and mind for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this year's award for academic excellence and spiritual leadership goes to Thomas Mangione.
Robin, you might as well stay here. Would Nathan Vick please come up to the stage as well? Each year, the School of Communication Arts recognizes a student in each major with the highest academic achievement. The 2019 Award for Academic Excellence in Instructional Design is Nathaniel Davis, who is unable to be with us today. The Award for Academic Excellence in Journalism goes to Robin Garricky. And the Award for Academic Excellence in Media Communication goes to Nathan Vick. Please notice there are additional recognitions from our department on the screens.
Would Noel Endicott, Tracy Gossage, Tinson Lamb, and Drew Cooney come forward? The School of Education would like to recognize these four students as our outstanding educators in the School of Education for outstanding achievement in the traditional elementary school program, Noel Endicott. For outstanding achievement in the adult program studies, elementary education program, Tracy Gossage. For outstanding achievement in our P-12 program, Tinson Lamb. And for our outstanding achievement in secondary and middle school education, Drew Cooney.
Will the following students please make their way to the platform? Leah Bauscher, Caroline Gates, Bethany Kelly, and J.C. Spencer. And as they are coming forward, I want to recognize a few other students. Each year, the English department awards the Brubaker Scholarship to an outstanding English education major, and this year's recipient is Owen Howard. The department also awards the Putney Scholarship to an outstanding English major. This year's recipient is Kayla Bebout. We also recognize that as important as academic distinction is, there are students who inspire others by their service to our programs. And as such, we would like to extend our thanks to Stephanie Lloyd for outstanding service to the Writing Center, Monica Mullins for outstanding service to the English major, and Courtney Cox for outstanding service to the Creative Writing major. One of my favorites, Alexander Pope, wrote, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or taste not the Pierian spring." You can Google Pierian later, but the gist is our education should be a gulp, not a sip. And each of the four students on the platform is a gulper. They have shown consistently excellent work throughout their progress in their major or minor, and it's our pleasure to recognize Leah Bauscher for academic excellence in the English major. Caroline Gates for academic excellence in the creative writing major. Bethany Kelly for academic excellence in the English education major. And J.C. Spencer, who cannot be here today, for academic excellence. Oh, I'm sorry. She's a minor. Academic excellence in the English as a second language minor.
The Department of Mathematics is pleased to recognize Bailey Crouch, Dakota Owens, and Cameron Davis. If you are able to make your way to the platform, please do. The Kenyon Science and Mathematics Award is presented annually to a senior majoring in natural sciences or mathematics who has demonstrated scholarship at the highest level, congeniality, and a Christian witness. This year's Kenyon Award is presented to Bailey Crouch, who is currently finishing up her study abroad in Spain. The outstanding student in mathematics for 2019 is Dakota Owens. Each year, the Adele A. Wood Secondary Math Teaching Award includes a scholarship given to a student majoring in secondary mathematics education. This year, the award is presented to Cam Davis.
Would Hannah Stafford and Tinson Lamb please come forward? While they're coming forward, I want to invite you Thursday night, 7:30, if you want to come out to our Penniston Honors recital to see who wins the keyboard competition, the instrumental competition, and the vocal competition. We don't know who those winners are yet, but we do know who our outstanding student in Bachelor of Arts in Music is this year, and that's Hannah Stafford. And we do know that our outstanding student in the Bachelor of Science in Music Education this year is Tinson Lamb. Please see the screens for our intercollegiate students that did the band and choral honors this year.
Would Kira Christie, Kaya Hovenick, and Shauna McCain please come forward? The psychology department faculty are exceptionally proud of all of our students. Difficult decisions had to be made because many of our students this year have done exceptionally well in their studies. Our first award is given to a rising upperclassman who shows both academic excellence and exceptional promise in the study of psychology. Dr. and Mrs. Moulton, former professors here at Asbury, poured themselves into several generations of students, and in so doing transformed the lives of countless Asburyans. In recognition of that dedicated service, an endowed scholarship has been established in their name. Next year's recipient of the Dr. Allen and Yvonne Moulton Endowed Scholarship is Kira Christie. Our next award recognizes our highest academic achievement for a senior. This year, the award goes to Kaya Hovenick. Our last award is named in honor of a former beloved psychology professor, the father of Asbury's psychology program, Dr. Lee Fisher. It goes to the senior who best epitomizes leadership, service, academic excellence, and personal character. This year, the Lee Fisher Psi Chi Award goes to Shauna McCain.
The Department of Science and Health is also, we're really proud of all of our students, but I would like to call forward Hunter Mitchell, Angie Flores Madrid, Ashley Whiteman, and Sarah Wood. While they're coming up, as you've already heard, Bailey Crouch is not here. Bailey Crouch is actually the winner, also the winner of the Hamill P. Shipps Medical Science Award. This is a cash award that is given annually to a student who will be attending medical school next fall. And just to sort of hedge her bets, Bailey was accepted to 3 medical schools for this fall. So congratulations to Bailey. The outstanding senior award in biology this year goes to Hunter Mitchell. And the outstanding senior award in biochemistry goes to Angie Flores Madrid. The outstanding senior award in the equine studies program goes to Ashley Whiteman. And the outstanding senior award in the allied health program goes to Sarah Wood. Please notice that there are some other awards that are on the screen. Thanks.
Would Josiah Barkdahl, Drew Cooney, and Julian Tellis join me here on the platform, please? Each spring, the Department of Social Science and History recognizes outstanding seniors in the academic disciplines associated with our faculty. We selected these seniors based on their academic legacy, meaning they've demonstrated consistent and high academic performance over time in their major, along with impressive engagement inside and outside the classroom. This year's award in history goes to Josiah Barkdahl. This fall, Josiah will be launching a master's in social work degree program at the University of Kentucky. Congratulations. Our award this year in social studies teacher education goes to Drew Cooney, who in August will begin teaching up the road at West Jessamine Middle School. Congratulations. And this year's award in political science goes to Julian Tellis, who will begin a graduate program this fall at the Patterson School at the University of Kentucky. Congratulations.
The Social Work Department wishes to recognize 2 of our outstanding seniors, Aaron McGuire and Lindsay Rednick. Would you please join us at the platform? Our first award is for outstanding academic achievement, and it goes to our senior with the highest overall GPA, Aaron McGuire. In addition to excelling academically, Aaron has been an outstanding student worker for the department and is president of our Phi Alpha Social Work Honor Society and Social Work Club. Our second award is for excellence in service and leadership, and it goes to Lindsay Rednick. Lindsay has demonstrated leadership and service in her practicum placements and in providing a positive influence and encouragement to students in the social work department. Lindsay's been especially influential in clearing the path for our social work practicum opportunity in Uganda. Thank you, Lindsay.
Will Seth Padgett please come forward? So I'm the Air Force ROTC commander at the University of Kentucky. And in ROTC, we have certain academic and fitness standards that all of our cadets have to maintain. But we really focus on the soft skills, primarily leadership. So Seth, over the past 4 years, has really rocked it in the leadership category. He's done a great job. And as such, he earned a pilot training slot in Texas. So pretty soon, he'll be going to Texas to do a year-long pilot training course. But more importantly, and before that, on Thursday, we're going to have our commissioning ceremony, where he's going to raise his right hand and take the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So Seth, I just want to say I'm very proud of you for everything you've done in our detachment. You've definitely made our detachment better. I'm proud of your choice to serve in the United States Air Force, and I'm excited to see all the good things you're going to do for the future Air Force.
Good morning. Will the following Army ROTC cadets please come to the stage? Brandon Snell, Benjamin Workman, and Nathan Spear. And while they're coming up, I'll go ahead and say that I'm from the University of Kentucky here at Asbury. I am an instructor here for the sophomores and the freshmen here at Asbury. And these two cadets that are coming up, they're not commissioning like the Air Force cadet is, but we do want to recognize them. Both of them are scholarship winners with the Army ROTC program. So first we have Cadet Brandon Snell. So come on up. So Cadet Brandon Snell was awarded a 2-year Army Academic Scholarship, and he will be going to Fort Knox this summer for basic camp for the ROTC program, and he should be commissioning next year or so. And next we have Cadet Ben Workman. And Ben Workman has actually been awarded a 3-year Army ROTC scholarship. And he will be also attending Fort Knox Basic Camp this summer and should be commissioning next year as a second lieutenant as well. Thank you.
I would also like to extend my congratulations to the outstanding students that have been recognized here today. It's been quite an honor to learn alongside you, and I'm very excited for the futures to come. They said I only have a few minutes, so I have to stick to my script, otherwise I'm going to ramble on. During this academic year, I've had the honor and privilege to serve as student body president. After coming to campus in the fall, our executive cabinet sat down and chose a theme for this year to focus on. That theme was Awaken, rooted in Ephesians 5:14. And it had three components that are transparency, approachability, and tenacity. I'm proud to say that I believe our student government has embodied each of these components throughout the year. Asbury Student Congress has passed numerous proposals, held events, and had conversations with the aims to enhance our campus and student body. On a personal note, I would like to thank each and every student, faculty member, member of administration, and staff for allowing me to serve in this position. I've been humbled this year, but it is with that same measure of humility I'm excited for what's to come. My role here today is introducing your next student body president. Beyond going over her resume, which includes 2 years of vice president of the visionary class, academic coach for the Center of Academic Excellence, and a year serving as Vice President of the Student Activities Board, I thought it would be a good idea to share some other, perhaps little-known facts about Maggie. Her favorite movie is High School Musical, all three. I think she can sing every song, no words needed, just a little bit of music. Her favorite dessert is ice cream, specifically black raspberry chip from Grater's or anything from Jenny's Ice Cream. And she's quite a talented singer. Most importantly, however, she has a passion for student government that is contagious and has a true servant leader's posture, and she is excited to serve. So with that, I'm excited to introduce your student body president for the 2019-2020 academic year, Maggie Richwine.
I have to say that I am honored and excited to serve next year, but the work that will be done next year could not be done without the rest of our cabinet. So at this time, I would like the executive cabinet of 2019 and 2020 to please stand.
It is my great privilege to present and formally recognize this year's recipients of the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award, if the recipients could make their way to the stage at this time. For 20 consecutive years, Asbury University has honored juniors who embody what it means to be a servant leader, both on and off campus. Through an ongoing partnership with the Barney and Moore Foundations, Asbury is part of an international network of institutions that will be honoring over 200 student leaders who give of themselves in service to their communities. Each recipient will receive a cash award of $750 to be used at his or her discretion, and will be able to direct an additional donation of $250 to a charitable organization of his or her choice. Additionally, each will be presented a sculpture entitled The Divine Servant at a luncheon this afternoon. This award is named after a retired education professor, Roy Lauder, who has been a tireless servant leader through his teaching, preaching, mentoring, counseling, and mission work. We are very proud and blessed by his life, as we are by the lives of these juniors. Allow me to present the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Awards recipients for 2019, Haley Davis, Allie Howard, Fionn McCartan, and Camry, Noah Wells, sorry, and Camry Wells.
Would the following students please come to the platform? Catherine Sheets, Nathan Vick, and Alex Ledford. And would the following faculty please join them? Professor Miller, Dr. Bounds, and Dr. Dean. On Thursday, April 11th, Asbury University held its fourth annual Search Symposium, the only university-wide academic event celebrating the academic achievements of students and faculty. Search consists of seven events and includes the Honor Seminar Lunch, faculty panel, keynote address, poster session, chapel talk, paper competition, and faculty scholars at Windsor Manor. This morning, we honor students from the paper competition. Each student and faculty member will receive $500. Students also receive a framed certificate. The work of the winners is not judged by its expression per se, but by its honor with the subject area as it exists. The objective is not to require that these papers be presented in such a way that freshness of result or innovation is overly prized, but that careful discernment is nurtured. The kind of attentive faithfulness, and sometimes, usually, must be unhurried and communal. Please congratulate with me in honoring the Student Scholar of Excellence in the Arts, Catherine Sheets, with faculty sponsor, Professor Miller. The Student Scholar of Excellence in the Humanities, Nathan Vick, with faculty sponsor, Dr. Bounds. And the Student Scholar of Excellence in the Sciences, Alex Ledford, with faculty sponsor, Dr. Dean. There's also one overall winner. This student scholar is recognized today by Asbury University with a cash prize of $1,000, a certificate, and an object of art. This object is made out of walnut, a costly and time-consuming wood to harvest, used to represent the invaluable and long contemplation required to develop an idea. The prism inside is a symbol of knowing how to see differently, an aspect Asbury University stands to accomplish through its teachings. The medallion displays vital components in this effort: scripture, holiness, mission, and stewardship. Finally, the logo on the front of the box holds genuine brick dust
from the original 1790 Bethel Academy, founded by Francis Asbury, thereby representing a real piece of our heritage. Please join me in congratulating the overall winner, the 2019 Student Scholar of Excellence, for their paper in the field of psychology, Alex Ledford.
It's my privilege to recognize faculty for their years of service and other honors. As I call your name, please stand. For 5 years of service, Dr. George Allen, Dr. Tim Campbell, Dr. Elizabeth Jones, Prof. Nathan Miller, Prof. Katrina Sally. For 10 years of service, Dr. David Ryle. For 25 years of service, Dr. Bobby Baldridge, and Prof. Kim Lowry. For 30 years of service, Dr. Claire Budd, Dr. Sandra Gray. And Dr. Martin Seitz. And for 45 years of service, Professor Harold Rainwater and Dr. Burnham Reynolds. Please join me in congratulating. It's an honor to present for promotion from assistant to associate professor, Dr. Elizabeth Jones. And the following faculty have been granted tenure starting in academic year 1920. Professor Barry Blair. Dr. Kevin Brown. Dr. Paul Hamilton. Dr. Aaron Penner, and Professor Joshua Smith. In one special honor, after a lot of hard work, we are congratulating Andrew Reynolds for earning his PhD in social work from the University of Kentucky.